I'm up in all the stores. It's the Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate ya. I gotta get ready to do stand-up again. July 10th and 11th, I'll be at Snappers in Palm Harbor. Hopefully. August 2nd, big show, guys. And you want to go buy your tickets now because it's probably still 50% capacity, but Sidesplitterscomedy.com. It's my birthday makeup show, Down and Dirty Show at Sidesplitters Comedy. It's a Sunday night, 7 o'clock show. Go get them. Go get your tickets. I want to see you there. All right, we're going to take some phone calls, Will, before we get into some of these other stories. So we're multitasking here on this show. So we got a phone screen and produce and host and do everything at the same time. I know it's been done before, but you know, we're a little out of our element right now. You know,
yeah, speak for yourself, bub.
Huh?
I'm doing great.
Oh no, no, you're killing it. Yeah, you're the best. All right, let's go to line one. Johnny B Show, who's this?
Hey, it's Alan.
Hey, Alan.
How are you,
what's up? Hey, man, what's going on, dude? Oh, North Carolina, that's Alan. Nice. What's up, dude?
Yeah, man.
Hey.
I figured you might catch on who I was after a minute.
What's going on, dude? Long time no hear. Yeah, good.
Yeah, I've been a little bit busy trying to go to school at the same time as working 80 hours a week.
I feel you, player. What are you going to school to be? Are you going to be something good?
Meteorology and IT security.
Okay.
Interesting. Right. Where, are you gonna use both of those degrees in the same field, or what's with the meteorology?
Meteorology is always what I wanted to do. I actually plan on eventually taking Paul Delgado's job eventually down the road.
Nice, nice. Good luck. Yeah, I can see you up there, you know, doing the weather and your big stupid beard getting in the way and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. And that's part of why I called. I was listening to you guys talking about the mask, and I just had a question if you guys had looked at any of the information involving the mask and like how it really does absolutely no good in actually wearing it. It doesn't actually prevent if you have COVID, if you're asymptomatic, and it doesn't actually prevent the spread if you're wearing a mask, unless you're wearing C87 or I can't remember the exact
N95.
It has to have. Yes. Thank you. That type of mask.
Where'd you learn this? Meteorology school?
Yeah.
No, that was actually something that I've looked at through different articles online.
I don't know what website you're going to.
The internet never lies to you.
Yeah.
We all know that.
No. Yeah, internet never lies, right?
Yeah.
The last time I checked in on it, was about maybe 3 weeks ago. But from what I understood from everything that I've read, I'm not going off the mainstream media stuff. I'm going through all the different information, including, different.
No idea what you're reading because that's so incorrect. Like,
different stuff.
It's common sense. If you have something covering your mouth and you go to cough, it's not going to fly 7 feet through the air. So it is effective in that way. So if you have it, that's what they're saying. Most of the experts, and that's all we go with here on the show, most of the experts say, wearing it won't help you, as much as far as catching it, but it helps big time everybody around you if you happen to be asymptomatic, or God forbid, if you're symptomatic, they've always said wear it, but yeah. So it's all about you breathing out and the COVID-19 particles going into other people's eyes, their faces, just into their lungs and all that. But there's even research now in the last month or so, and they're just starting to admit it, that wearing a mask, although it's very minuscule, it can help a little bit too. But it's mainly you're protecting everybody else by wearing a mask. It's not for you to protect yourself. And that's why the more people that wear it, the more it flattens the curve. And it's not hearsay. If you look at countries that mandate mask wearing, a lot of the Asian nations, they flatten the curve a lot quicker and they had a lot more success with it. So it's just like you gotta know what you're reading, Alan, because
that's why it's always good to ask the question and talk about it, because talking about it is
absolutely
half the battle in being able to learn something new.
Trust
and
me.
By the way,
go ahead.
I can't live without football this season. I have to see Brady actually play in our jersey. We can't not have him play.
I might have to Epstein myself if we don't have an NFL season. I'm going to say it right now because, you know, I only have so many years left on this planet being a morbidly obese 48-year-old man, and I need all the football I can get. And it's just like, what are you even living for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right, buddy. We'll go back on Facebook and get your news, all right?
Yeah. Later. I have been on Facebook in over a month.
Liar.
But all good.
All right, later. All right. It's crazy to me. Like, he was spitting facts to us. Like, what he thought was facts.
Yeah.
And this is a problem. This is a problem. This is what's happening. Allen's not a bad guy. He thought he was giving us some good information.
Yeah, and I know that there are. I've heard some of these people who are doctors say. Remember, there was that video that got released that you shouldn't wear the mask because it's your immune system is not doing its job.
Well, you know what? And then I read like five more things countering that, saying they are right. If you wear it for 5 years,
right. Yeah, I think with like an outbreak of something that we're not really sure what it is or what it can do, we don't have a lot of information on it.
Right.
Like, just go ahead and wear it. Like,
it takes a long time for your body to start adjusting and your immune system going, oh, well, we're not breathing germs anymore, so I guess we're good. That doesn't happen overnight. Like,
yeah.
You can wear a mask during a pandemic and get through it. Like,
right.
It's silly, man. It's silly talk. All right, let's go to some more calls. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's up? Who's this?
Hey. So my name's Stephanie.
Hi,
I'm
Steph.
Actually a registered nurse, and I'm so excited to actually join you in this conversation.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you, and thank you for your service. I proudly live with a registered nurse, and you guys are champions, even before the pandemic. So what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, so I definitely want to say that there are a lot of unanswered questions, that's for sure, especially when it comes to the CDC and the World Health Organization.
Right.
I do want to commend Allen for his continuing his research and educating himself, because I believe that is the most important thing.
Yes.
So what I feel like, since there are so many unanswered questions, I feel like there should be some answered questions, facts. Okay, I am a registered nurse. I was an LPN for 6 years prior to getting my RN degree and furthering into my bachelor's. I have 5 classes left till I'm a bachelor's in science and nursing. But I wanted to educate the population regarding the droplet and airborne precautions. So the droplet precautions, which everyone is saying the COVID-19 is under that umbrella, is the stricter precaution. It includes washing your hands, which is a universal precaution that's educated to everyone. When you hear universal precaution, that means wash your hands.
Yeah.
It also includes gown, goggles, masks on you and the patient if leaving the room and the patient is supposed to have a single patient room. Okay, so obviously they cross all their I's and dot all their T's. Boom. Now we go into the airborne precaution.
Mm-hmm.
And the airborne precaution requires a specific mask called the N95 respirator mask.
Right, okay? to protect yourself.
That's what Allen was talking about. No, that's not to protect. That is to protect you, and it is to protect it from leaving.
Right.
So it has a chamber effect. Mm-hmm. If you notice them, they have filters on them. There's two filters. So anyway, this is an airborne precaution. With including all of the droplet precautions and including the universal precautions, you also have to include the gowns, the goggles, and a negative pressure single patient room.
Okay, you're talking about for a nurse. You're talking about for a nurse. We're talking about like for people walking around, like going to the mall.
Yeah, so I'm about to bring it all full here right for you in just a second. Let me just break it down for a second. I have to preface this so everybody can see the picture here. What CDC is recommending right here, I'm reading, is recommended PPE, which is our protective patient protective equipment, includes face masks, an N95 respirator, eye protection, disposable medical gloves, and disposable gowns, one-piece coverall. That's like you're completely... That's contact precaution, that's universal precaution, that's droplet precaution, and that's airborne precaution. Airborne precaution is when you are placed in a negative pressure room. So they're telling people to go out into the public with regular masks. Yet the CDC is contradicting that, saying the recommended PPE is really for airborne precaution. So this kind of goes back to the point of there are a lot of unanswered questions regarding these pathogens that all of a sudden appear, and there's history. You know, Tuskegee, they did a 40-year experiment, a study on black men. For 40 years, they infected them with syphilis. It was the Tuskegee study. For 40 years, they infected them with syphilis, told them they were treating them for bad blood, was feeding them. Of course, the black men felt like they were getting fed and they were being treated, being healthy. But for 40 years, they did not inform them that they infected them with syphilis. So anyway, and then we also talk about Christopher Columbus coming over in 1492. And he slaughtered the Indians. He slaughtered them. But he cunningly came to America and offered gifts to the Native Americans.
Man, you're not a nurse.
They gave to the,
man, Stephanie, the gift, you lied to me. You lied to me.
They gave to the Native Americans.
Oh, my God.
What happened? I blacked out. I fell asleep.
So many people died of old age during her call.
God, I felt like I was back in school. That's what it felt like.
What the hell? I tried to kill myself 3 times during that call. I'm bad at it.
What happened?
Dude, it started off, you know, she gave us her full bio, you know, and her rundown of her credentials. And I was like, well, that was a little long-winded. And then, you know, she started just reading, the CDC guidelines for, medical professionals. That's not what we're talking about here. You know, we're talking about Mayor Castor having a mask mandate for the public. And then she started going into politics and syphilis and black people in Alabama.
Christopher Columbus,
and goddamn Christopher Columbus!
You come out with stink like that.
Why?
Poop. Poop mouth.
I want to enjoy this job. I want to enjoy my job.